Mishnah Beis, halacha in Hilchos Kashrut. Halacha is, when a person brings a korban, he has to have intentions to bring it for the sake of that korban. If it's a korban shlomim, when he shechts it, he has to shecht it to be a korban shlomim. If he has in mind, when he shechts a korban shlomim, that it should be a korban oila or chata, some other machshava, that can affect the status of the korban. So we'll discuss this idea of shechting a korban shel lishma. This idea of lishma doesn't apply only for shechita, it applies for the four avodas hadam, which basically is shechting it, receiving its blood, walking with its blood on his vest, and sprinkling the blood on his vest. At any one of these four points of time he had in his mind to do it for the sake of the wrong korban, it can affect the korban. So Bodo Yom Onim, the same day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azar was pointed as a Nazi, they said, any korban that was sacrificed in one of those four mentioned above mentioned avodas which we discussed, it was brought shaloi lishma for the wrong korban, it's still kosher. The korban can be eaten. If it's korban shlam, the meat can be eaten by the owner. But if they made a nether to bring a korban shlomim, for example, and they had in mind, as the kohen who was a makriv, that had in mind that it's oila, the meat is kosher, but the one who made a nether to bring this korban has to bring another one in its place. So it's not considered that he brought a shlomim. Chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatzis. A pesach min ha-chatzis, if someone brought it with the wrong machshava, and machshava for a different korban, the korban is totally possible. And the meat itself cannot be used. Yeah. A Pesach is mano. A Pesach is brought to Lodish Moaz in its time, which is Erev Pesach in the afternoon. A Chadis Becholzman, whenever a person brings a Korban Chadis, if he brings it with having in mind to be the wrong Korban, the Chadis is possible. Rabbi Leza Oimer Apa Oshim. Rabbi Leza equates the Oshim with the Chadis, and he says the Oshim, which is brought with wrong intention, he brings the Oshim thinking that he's bringing an Oila, the Oshim would also be completely possible. A Pesach is mano, as we said before, the Pesach is part of Shalom Lishma only at its prescribed time, which is at a Pesach in the afternoon. Chatzis v'ashem v'chol z'man. Chatzis v'ashem, when he brings the Shalom Lishma, it's part of him whenever he brings it. Amar Rav Shimon ben Azai, Mukablani Mipi Yeshiva Rishnayim Zokim B'yom Shoshiva as Rabbi Elazar ben Azai Yeshiva. Once again, the same Kabbalah of ben Azai at the time that they decided that Elazar ben Azariah would be the Nasi, and we had this gathering of Talmidei Chachamim. They established then Shulchan Aruch and Acholim Shenizbuchu Shalom Lishmon Shevim. Any type of korban which is normally eaten, if it's brought Shalom Lishmon, it is kosher, and you can still eat the meat. Ela Shalom Olu LaBayim Lishem Chayivim, but the owner had to bring another korban to be Makayin his nether. Chutz in a Pesach Menachatis. So this is like the first opinion which we said before, that the only exceptions to the rule is Pesach and Chatzis. But Hoyitzu ben Azai ala Oilo over here, and that Yeshiva, the only one that the carbon that ben Azai said is also Pato is Oilo. V'lehodu lo yichachomim. Chachom did not agree to him. That's when we pass him that the only carbon that becomes Pato when you do Shalom Lishma is Pesach and Chatzis, not Oilo and not Oshem. Both Oilo and Oshem and all other carbonates that would work Shalom Lishma are kosher.